Lord, we ask you this morning for grace, spirit of revelation, knowledge in the scriptures, Father. We ask you, Jesus, just to set our hearts right. We want to be servants of you and of your word, unmoved by the waves of teaching and different things, all the things that take our eyes off of you, Jesus, off of your return, off of the day of the Lord. We ask you, make us a day of the Lord people this morning. Set our hearts fully on the grace to be given to us when Jesus returns. We exalt and honor him this morning, Father. We lift him up. And we say, we ask you, God, to make us bondservants of him, that all of our lives would be given over to him, and that you would fill us with joy for our inheritance and the inheritance that you have laid up for us. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, then, welcome. If you want to pull out your syllabus. AM 509, Biblical Praxis of Mission, Course Objectives. This course focuses on the function of the church in this age as a witness and its form as a, quote, house of prayer, translating theory into practice in light of our destiny in the coming kingdom. So don't let the name of the course throw you off. Praxis is just a word for translation of idea into practice. So you could think of the class as Biblical Practice of Missions. It's the same idea. Last semester focused on the theology, like with the football field game analogy. Last semester was talking about the football, how it shaped the rules of the game, the field, the goals of the game, and how to play, why you play, etc. And so this semester is kind of rehearsing some of the plays that actually get played out in the game. And so course requirements, you'll read two books, The Heavenly Man by Brother Yun. And both of these, The Heavenly Man is just a really easy read. It's not terribly long. But I have a personal affinity for the book because I had an experience in seminary towards the end of seminary where I read through this book and I was so convicted by the Holy Spirit that I had a fairly substantial library and you get in those little swirls where all you can see is exactly the little blinders the Lord puts on you. and so I was just like, all I want is this book and the Bible to train me and live out the rest of my life, you know? And so I sold my whole library. I made over $1,200 selling used books. So, which I sold a few things that now I wish I hadn't sold, like the Antinicene Fathers. But it really was a blessing because I purged my library of just so much trash, and now I feel like I have perspective on, you know, these are the things I need for the next 40 years of my life or until the Lord returns. And the other stuff, you know, I just get books and they get passed to me and I pass them on and glean insights. But anyway, so I was delivered from that whole academic hoarding spirit. The main thing that I want you to get out of The Heavenly Man really is an imitation of the form of the church in the New Testament, not so much the the message, but how it plays out, especially as far as witness and house-based fellowship. And then B, Vincent Donovan, Christianity Rediscovered. This book really impacted me for a number of reasons. You'll write a little paper summarizing it, and again, I'm not going to have you read the whole book. I'll let you kind of get into it a little bit. The main point out of the book is, who's read Christianity? Anybody familiar with Vincent Donovan? He was a Catholic bishop in Kenya, in eastern Kenya, amongst the Maasai people, which is a really tribal warring group. And he was at the a mission out there with the Catholic Church, and he happened to read some Roland Allen that kind of messed him up. And he finally just said, I can't do this. I can't keep the machine running. And the machine is really built on bad theology. And so he was just like, I can't keep the machine running, the school and the orphanage and the clinic and the whole animal that's been here for 100 years, yet we haven't told the people about Jesus. And so he wrote to the cardinal and said, I'm done running this thing. I'm just going to go out and tell the people about Jesus. And then the rest of his book is kind of him working through, what do I tell the people? Like, what's the gospel? And so, but the main thrust I want you to get out of that book is what do we do with the gospel? And it really mirrors the New Testament. And then the recommended reading, Roland Allen, Missionary Methods. Roland Allen was an Anglican guy in China at the turn of the century, missionary. And I always have the word, the Missionary Methods was his first publication. It was his first big hit. Thrust, and then, you know, it got refined for a few decades, and then he published Spontaneous Expansion of the Church. But I really like Missionary Methods because it's raw Roland Allen, you know, and I always have, like, the word that from the first time that I read Roland, and I still, like, whenever I think of Roland, the word thrasher comes to mind, because he's just like thrashing against this and that and you know, just like, this ain't right, and hammering this, and, you know, he's just kind of all over the place. And which, you know, there's times when things are so not right, you just can't continue on self-control, and it's just like, that ain't right. What is being preached and how it's walked out and how we're living, it's so far from the New Testament. And so I really identify with sometimes there's no appropriate response but to just thrash in the situation. But the problem is that the thrashing, like, it's the same kind of, you get the, you know, Vincent kind of takes, he's thrashing, but he's really working through a theology to back up why he's thrashing against, you know, the corporate-based assembly. Roland Allen, his approach, like he says it right in the introduction, is, we just want to talk through ecclesiology and how the church formed itself and et cetera, et cetera. This isn't a book that concerns theology. And the problem is that really the way you form yourself and the way the church is structured is completely based on its theology. And so you really can't get around it. And so that's the main difficulty I struggle with when I'm reading Roland. But I love the man. I love his heart, and just his spirit for truth and righteousness. So George Hunter and Bruce Olson are just a couple more resources if seek to kind of imitate how the function and the form, or the mission and the structure of how the church is supposed to look based on the New Testament. So that's your reading. B, your evangelism reflections. Last semester you had theology reflections, and this semester you'll do a weekly one-page report on sharing the gospel with somebody. It could be family, it could be just people you work with. If you're completely in the bubble, then you'll have to track down Hal and go out on Friday or Saturday night, or there's tons of evangelism stuff. But so, and that would also count. I met with somebody over Christmas break, and he would call himself a Christian, but his entire world really had nothing to do with honoring Jesus or being a servant of the Lord or the gospel. It was just a complete ministry agenda drove his entire life. And so the response of that is, when he stands before the Lord, is, "I never knew you." So I would count that in the mixture of telling the gospel to somebody that one would count. That's my point. So I just want to see you guys struggling through actually telling people about the day of the Lord, the gospel, the resurrection, the kingdom, etc. So that one's due every week at the beginning of class.
So do evangelism every week.
Right. One person a week, one page reflection, double space. So literally, it's like two paragraphs. You just tell your experience and a little bit of the context. It'll take you, I mean, literally, it'll take you 15 minutes to write it up. I just want it to encourage you guys in that. C, reading report. During the semester, you'll read Donovan's Christianity Rediscovered. Submit a 3-4 page type double space report on your reading, briefly summarizing the text's major arguments, your critical analysis of them, your personal insights into mission that you've gained from your reading. And the reading's on the last page. I think you'll read like the first half of the book. It's just for you to kind of work through and analyze in your own walk and seeking of understanding the gospel and truth and walking that out in your life in accordance with the scripture, just relating that to his struggle and his life and insights you gain from that, the good and the bad and the ugly. So page 2, your final project, in light of the heavenly man, I want you to write at the end of the semester an 8-10 page survival handbook for a new believer in an anti-Christian environment. So this should be done with the same pastoral heart as the New Testament epistles, addressing the primary points of the gospel and the necessary applications for faithful endurance to the day of Christ. And so this is, I mean, it's really the New Testament epistles are doing the same thing as the heavenly man. They're not telling a biography, but they're in the same environment. It's kind of the same storyline. So I know it's a little bit ethereal. A little bit abstract in the sense that you're not actually writing. If you have friends or you have connection to missionaries or people in a closed country, then you could write the survival handbook to, you know, them, people in that environment. It's something that, you know, is real. So it's a little bit abstract in that you're writing to a group of people that you don't know. Whereas the New Testament epistles, that Paul's writing to people he knows in that environment, and he's encouraging them, and that's really what the epistles are. It's Paul writing little survival letters to the believers, that they would walk faithfully and unto the day of the Lord. So it's just to get you to work through that. And the ideal, my purpose in that really would be that you could come out of here with an 8 to 10 page, and really, I mean, that would be a concise thing to do, because if you took like 1 Corinthians and you did it out double spaced, I mean, it'd be like 30 pages. So anyway, so, you know, it's so that you can walk out kind of with a mission action plan, that these are not that you copy it and you're out on the field and you copy it for everybody, but so that you have in your mind, you know, these main points is what we're driving for, to center people in sound instruction and righteousness of lifestyle and faithful witness, etc. That it's to give you a survival handbook as well. Mandatory requirements are as usual. The course schedule, we'll flip over to page 3. We'll come back to the course schedule, because I'm just going to kind of overview the class based on the course schedule. Actually, you'll get the course schedule So reading and assignment schedule. So there's not a lot of reading. There's really only about 500 pages, and it's all very easy reading. So I just laid out, I broke up the Heavenly Man and Donovan reading. Not that you have to, there's not going to be quizzes on it, and not that you have to stay with that schedule. It's just breaking it up into kind of edible chunks, if you want to do it that way. If you want to, you know, if you want to read the Heavenly Man over GBF in April, and which you could easily do, if you want to do that, that's fine, whatever. And then Donovan, if you want to read that whole thing right before spring break, that's fine also.